Across parts of the Midwest today, cleanup is underway following a vicious storm that spawned dozens of tornadoes yesterday. Authorities now say at least 8 people were killed, many others were hurt, and tens of thousands are without power. NPR's David Shaper is in one of the hardest-hit communities, the Peoria suburb of Washington, Illinois.
The debris from the tornado that hit here in Washington scattered miles from here. Roofing, shingles, twisted siding, and splintered plywood and 2x4s litter the farm fields along the highways into town. Much of it came from right here, the Devonshire subdivision where I'm standing. It's virtually unrecognizable, except for the few remaining partial walls still standing in the midst of piles of what used to be homes.
Wow. I've seen this kind of stuff on TV, but until you experience it for yourself, it just isn't as real.
61-year-old John Sittler is looking over the crushed and crumbled remains of his home and those of his neighbors.
It's amazing that no more people died.
Officials confirmed just one fatality thus far here in this town, even though the National Weather Service rates the tornado that ripped through this subdivision as an EF4, with wind speeds reaching nearly 200 miles per hour. The mayor of Washington estimates up to 500 homes may have been damaged or destroyed, including Sittler's, where there is only a door and part of a wall left standing of the home he and his family have lived in for the past 20 years. But that's of little worry to Sittler, who was at church Sunday morning when the fierce tornado hit.
I was more concerned about my family, and they were all there, and I knew they were safe. This all can be replaced. It may take a lot of money, but you can't replace family.
Washington is just one of several Illinois communities recovering from the outbreak of tornadoes that swept up from the south. 3 people were killed in Massac County near the southern tip of the state. An elderly brother and sister died when a twister flattened their farmhouse about 50 miles east of St. Louis. And dozens of other people were hurt by flying debris, falling tree limbs, or other storm-related damage. Bill Taylor looks out across what was his neighborhood in the small eastern Illinois town of Gifford. And all he sees is
a mess. I see houses gone. I see my trees are all knocked over. My garage is leaning over on its side. Doors are gone. The roof is gone. Sheeting's gone.
The first thing I did this morning is declare 7 counties in Illinois state disaster areas. That means that all of our state assets can be used to make sure that we help people get back on their feet.
Illinois Governor Pat Quinn is surveying the damage from the air over several of the hardest hit parts of the state.
This is the deadliest series of tornadoes Illinois has ever had in the month of November.
In fact, even though tornadoes are quite common in Illinois in the spring and the summer, they are unusual this late in the fall. Eric Lenning is science and operations officer for the National Weather Service in Chicago.
Normally in northern Illinois this time of year, you do not have temperatures in the 60s with dew points in the 60s as well. So you don't have the moisture and you don't have the temperatures that are the thunderstorm ingredient. So it just so happened that yesterday everything kind of came together in a unfortunate combination.
The result was a dangerous and deadly storm with fierce winds spawning as many as 40 tornadoes, 2 of them in the powerful EF4 category. Of the 194 tornado warnings issued in November in Illinois since 1986, more than half of them, 101, were issued during Sunday's tornado outbreak. Here in Washington, the mayor, Gary Lanier, says the recovery effort will be a long one and the need for housing in this community of 15,000 critical with winter on the way.
It's not one thing you just put your tarp on and hope it doesn't snow too heavy to get in. So it's a lot of immediate needs are going to have to take place. And obviously with Thanksgiving coming and Christmas, there'll be a lot of families without homes to celebrate in. So we're going to do everything we can to get permanent shelters and permanent residents for them during that process.
Several churches and schools are open here as temporary shelters, and many families are staying with friends and relatives while trying to decide whether to rebuild or relocate. David Shaper, NPR News in Washington, Illinois.
This is NPR News.